fairly well on this. I debated whether to assign the one you did for today again, like we did for the first one, but you guys did better, so we're just going to do a different video for next week. How'd you guys feel about this video?
This was a pretty good session. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah? An improvement as far as?
Yeah, because I know a lot of things.
I thought the therapist was different.
Yeah.
The way she was.
The rainbow of the color is green.
What was our reliability? I don't think I saw it.
With each other. It's at the bottom of it.
Huh?
It's at the bottom.
It is?
You mean...
Oh, I see.
There was two outputs I sent.
They looked as they were...
What?
First.
Oh, wait.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Oh, wait.
It doesn't work? All right, you can try it when this one's done. You can try it.
Oh, that's strange.
It's at the bottom, Jeff, if you scroll all the way down to the output.
Whoa. Oh, there we go. Thank you. You guys see it? So the person who had the highest reliability with everybody, so I just took the means, was Amanda.
Yes.
You're really jammed on this one.
Can you see it?
So how much time did it take you to do the Q sort?
I sorted it as I was watching the video. I don't know if we're supposed to do that or not, but...
Hey, whatever works. Obviously, something's working for you, so.
Yeah, it took me like an hour.
Okay.
I watched the video, Q-sorted as I did it, and I just double-checked everything.
Okay, all right. Well, it's working for you. So, as I've done in the past, I took the standard deviations of our scores and rank-ordered the items according to, in descending order, from the widest, largest standard deviation to the smallest. So item 52 had the largest standard deviation. And that is, behaves in an assertive fashion, not afraid to express opinion, speaks up to get what he or she wants.
I knew this one was going to be a
7417.
Yeah.
778383. Wow. So you've got Sibeli, Mike, and Margarita on one end, and you've got everybody else kind of in the other, or William's kind of in the middle. So what do you guys think about that one? What's what? 52, behaves in an assertive fashion, not afraid to express opinions, speaks up to get what he or she wants.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Hold on, sorry, I'm so distracted.
I remember knowing to rate high on this one because of one part of the video where she was talking about the patient getting her period. And she asked her question how she felt about it, and the patient was like, "I want to play now." And then she said, "Wait, go back to the question. Why'd you change your subject?" Mm-hmm. And that's why I rated high on that one. But I'm curious.
Well, now, okay, so that would be one example of it. The question is how much that stands out in relation to all the other items, and also whether she was assertive in other parts of the session as well.
Well, I feel like on the whole she was a little more provocative. I don't know if that's the right word, but like with what she was like testing limits a little more with what she was saying. Like she said,
The therapist was testing
the limits? Therapist, like, how come you changed the subject? It seems like you're uncomfortable. The child's like, no, I'm just bored. And then, like, do you think anyone would laugh at you when she was talking about the talent show? And what else?
How do we do it?
I noticed you like to play games where you test yourself. There was one more.
I wrote it there also, like, she was a more persistent questioner.
Yeah, how come it's important to be the first and the best at things?
Mm-hmm.
And the child kind of brushed that. So I felt like she was a little, like, more assertive.
It doesn't fit there.
Honestly, I don't think I just messed it up. I think I did it backwards.
Oh, okay. All right. What about Mike and Sibeli?
Those are all, I mean, those were all really good examples of things that I just didn't really take into account. I think that those readings were just the feelings of the session without any of those particular instances. So I'm going to read it there.
Okay. So you've been convinced.
I convinced. I was thoroughly convinced.
You're convinced too?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, I thought the child more centered and focused this session. But I don't know, maybe I didn't see the therapist so different. But I agree.
Okay. You okay? You want me to take it? All right. The next one is, huh?
Oh, right. That's not a tunnel. It's the 2009.
By the way, did people give back?
No, that's the announcement that I want to make. I need them back on Wednesday. That was the issue.
What?
I didn't have them to put new ones on.
You don't have enough? Remember, I gave you a whole bag?
Yes.
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
What happened?
Can we talk about this later? They've been dwindling.
They've been dwindling in this group?
Dwindling. More. More in the last group.
The last group?
Yes.
Which group is the last group? Last year's group.
Right. So I'm gonna.
Well, Mike was in that group, and so was Amanda.
Yeah, I know.
If they returned all their flash drives.
I'm not sure about you.
I don't think I've ever lost anything.
You're good.
I'm so on top of her.
No, she's fine.
Okay.
But you.
I've returned everything.
Okay.
What do you say?
I still have some, but it's helpful to get the ones back to just.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. 83.
Why do we see that?
Able to see to the heart of important problems. That's what therapists are supposed to do, right?
I thought she was good at that this time.
Does not get caught up or sidetracked by irrelevant details. So we have Julia 8, William 8, Margarita 3, Alex 4. We have Amanda 2, Stephanie 7, Sibeli 2, Taylor 7, Mike 8.
Do you want to speak to her too, or do you want?
Ready.
Need it.
Okay.
Now that I'm like, I feel silly that I put it so low.
I know.
I felt like she. I had a hard time with this one. I don't know why it's so low.
I think maybe 2 is over. But again, I thought the child is more, was more centered and more focused. But maybe I think the therapist could be more reflective and maybe make some interpretation, and she didn't.
She did. So you felt she passed up some opportunities to get to the heart.
Yes.
babushka.
But it, I think maybe two is over. Maybe I,
yeah, I think
put
the
middle pile. It's better.
Okay.
I would maybe move it to like a four.
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty. I mean,
you can't compare her to previous sessions.
I'm not.
Okay.
I have. What, you think I'm new? Like this? What? What? Oh, I see what you did there. But no, I agree with that. She could have made more interpretations, but I thought that she did like see to the problems. Like there was one where she where like the little girl was talking about a dance that I see where she was talking about a dance that she went to with her grandfather, and the therapist was like, does everyone go to, like, she was like trying to get to like, you didn't go with your dad, and she didn't push her on it,
right.
But I thought that that was very interesting, and also the constant sort of talk about why do you feel like you need to be the best, why do you feel like you need to be the first. The kid didn't really want to answer those questions, but I thought that this therapist, like this time, like I thought she was getting more to the heart of the problems. Than
so she's able to see
time.
To the heart of important
yeah,
problems. She might not be able to get anywhere with the child, but she's
exactly.
able to see
that's what,
to the heart.
Yeah, that's what
I thought.
Yeah,
that
makes
sense.
So
this
would.
Okay. I get it.
Why?
So six or seven? Can we
child.
Say? Can we say six or seven?
Yeah, I put it. Six.
You You're okay with that?
Do you want to deliver?
Then
this
we're gonna have a.
Can you bring this to that car? We're the only two. Here.
That's Stephanie. Make her useful.
I will.
We're not the only one here.
Wait, Mike, did I give you one yet?
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. This one's going to Stephanie.
You're just one at a time with her. Okay, so that's 53. I mean, 83, sorry. Then let's talk about 9. 9 sounds like one we've talked about in the past.
There is an apple on the floor.
Is uncomfortable with uncertainty and complexity. Yeah, I think we talked about this one last week, right? Is more comfortable with things that are straightforward and uncomplicated. And we've got, yeah, well, Oktoberfest is coming. There's food, right?
We're going to get food real soon.
What are we having, by the way?
You what?
What food are we having?
Oh, there's like sandwiches, salad, there's mozzarella sticks, little vegetable platter, chicken wings.
What
wow. Chips and dip, yeah.
Okay, ready to go.
As long as it all comes.
How about a grandfather?
What grandfather?
A grandfather of you.
My grandfather? What about him?
You love
him.
I do.
Yes.
All right, so for number 9, we got Julian 8, William in 9, Margarita 8, and then we have Alex in 3, and Amanda in 2, Stephanie in 3, Sibeli 7, Taylor 6, and Mike 6.
Oh, okay.
And Amanda O was in 5, right down the middle. What do you guys think?
Sorry, can you read that?
Is uncomfortable with uncertainty and complexity, is more comfortable with things that are straightforward and uncomplicated.
So some people thought she was very uncomfortable with uncertainty, and a few of us did not think she was uncomfortable with uncertainty.
Right.
I'll tell you when. I didn't see any discomfort. I'm wondering what
it's going to be. So you should have written high. That's why it's a double negative.
Oh, man.
Is not. She's uncomfortable with uncertainty.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
It's not.
Uncomfortable with uncertainty means she's comfortable with certainty.
If I rated it, if I rated it as a 2,
right.
Hold on, I have another one.
We're saying she,
that means that she's comfortable.
She's comfortable with
uncertainty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought she was uncomfortable.
I thought she was uncomfortable.
Wait, I thought she was comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have put it higher.
Maybe it'd be easier if you just ignore the second half of that item.
Can you
Because first it says is uncomfortable, then it says is more comfortable. And it gets confusing. Maybe we should just look at is uncomfortable with uncertainty and complexity. Either she's uncomfortable or she's comfortable with uncertainty or complexity. Maybe then it's easier to code.
So why do you think she was uncomfortable?
She asked so many questions.
Yes.
So.
That's what I remember reading how
you were in the picture.
Again, not thinking about the video last time, but what was said about what happens in therapy, or like what we're supposed to be working for. That's why I rated it. So.
I don't know if I read it right or wrong.
Like what to look for as being uncertain.
Yeah. Now, Amanda, you said you felt she was uncomfortable or not?
Was. I should have put it high.
Okay. All right.
But when I reversed it in my head, I put is comfortable with certainty instead of just.
Yeah. Maybe if we just look at the first half of that item, it's easier to code.
I'm going to make a note to myself, and then you're going to deliver this one, okay?
So.
This one in that.
Now, Julie, you thought this was one of the most uncharacteristic items.
That she is very uncomfortable with uncertainty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is how I
feel. One of the five most uncharacteristic.
Just the, I mean, like, I sometimes feel uncomfortable with uncertainty, but I won't pack on those questions like that. Like
she packed on the question.
She couldn't handle, like, the not. And there was a part at the end. Hold on, okay? Hold on. There was a part at the end where they were, like, playing, and the child was, like, quiet while she was, like, making, like, a sculpture out of, like, the putty. And she was just focusing. And the therapist, like, just, like, started talking. And I was like, that would be a perfect time to just let silence,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's sort of, I was like, she probably feels uncomfortable with this.
Is there a difference between discomfort with silence and discomfort there with uncertainty? I didn't see her as being uncomfortable with complex issues. I just saw her as, like, being talkative and not looking to sit in silence, but I don't know if I would equate the two.
That's what she means. He makes a good point.
What's the item?
Is uncomfortable with uncertainty and complexity, is more comfortable with things that are straightforward and uncomplicated.
Well, with the silence, I do equate the uncertainty. Like,
is that a clinical inference?
You need all these, right?
I don't think so.
This is the very kind of issue that we need to make a rule on, so that in the future we know how to code it. Should we code this item as relating to silence as well as complexity?
I made a note that asking questions means uncomfortable.
Not a blanket term. But I think, so the way that I think about it and the way that I want to think about it is that, like, how I'm interested in using this for research is and especially in this case that we're eventually going to be coding, that, like, I view, and especially with novice therapists, this excessive questioning during silence is uncomfortable with uncertainty, especially with novice therapists. And maybe overall, like, that's not how it is, but I think for my research purposes, I want this item to get at that. Is that okay or not?
Sure.
So
you have to.
I'll add.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you have to amend your code book.
Can you bring this one? No, this one. This one right here. The mic. Remember the mic is? Remember that one? No. Okay, yeah, you can put it in. You can put it. There you go. But can you bring this to Mike? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, what were we talking about?
That you're going to make an amendment to the code book.
What number?
Nine.
Nine. Okay. Oh, I already have that in here. In my code book.
What's it say?
This manifests as a therapist asking the child lots of questions.
That's what I
wrote. Oh. So those of you who scored it high weren't paying attention to the code book.
No, those who scored it low.
Oh, yeah, right, because you reversed it. Okay.
I know.
Can she call him Rupert?
Huh?
Can she call him?
Of course. Hey, Carlin. You want to draw?
You could.
Yeah. Right over there.
Oh, you want to draw over there? Okay.
Oh, okay. Everyone should, can I just do it? Everyone's got the video, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Anyway, it wasn't on the...
I'm thinking that maybe the most recent code book wasn't emailed out. And that, I think it's possible.
Oh.
So I will... Okay, so I'm gonna... Well, when we're done with these... I like how the garbage is actually right next to her. To bring it back to you, that's nice.
She knew it needed to be recycled, see, it's plastic.
Oh, she knew. I will put that in the code book, and after lab today, I will email out the code book to everyone again. Jeff, do you want this flash drive back? For?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you just pass this thing?
Well, no, you can keep that, actually.
It's a scary question.
Well, what are you... Okay. It's fine.
You can even make it like a Google file to say we always get updated, and you don't have to like grant us access to edit.
It can't be online because it's confidential information. Mm-hmm.
The
video?
No, the code book.
I could do that. You're right. I should do that.
Yeah.
I should do that.
Okay. And then you don't have to grant us access to edit.
I need to go to the bathroom, Dad.
Okay,
that's
cool.
A very good idea.
Come on.
What happened?
The waves.
I see
the waves.
You
want to
take over?
The next one.
Sure.
I'd rather. Okay, yes. I'd rather come to that. No. Okay. So, sorry, I am so behind. Whatever you're doing?
43.
43.
Is facially and or gesturally expressive.
Is facially or gesturally expressive. How do we feel about that? It looks like I have it at a 3, William has it at a 7.
And Michelle.
I'm just awake because I have it.
Hi.
1, 4, 7, 4. It's pretty all over the map. I'm interested just because I put it low. I want to hear from the people who put it high. So people who put it in 7.
So William,
Mike, me, and Amanda, all 7.
You are all 7. Okay, then yes.
For me, I thought she was, like, that was notable, and it got pushed out of 6 just for other reasons. So I thought she was more expressive than not.
Yeah, I like remember her eyes widened like at the beginning, well, like right at the beginning when she said she got her period. She was like, "What? Seems like you're excited." She asked how. Yeah, and then like that whole, I don't know. She was just like more engaged and smiling more. She laughed. I mean, no, humor is a separate one, but I felt like this was kind of like an offshoot of that because. She was like making faces as they were playing.
I really tried to separate our last video because she was so flat from this one. And this one, it seems like even if I was watching a different therapist, it would have been notable that she was very facially expressive in her interaction.
Mm. I mean,
I
oh yeah, go
proof
ahead.
On anything they said, I thought that overall she was more, expressive than not. I think if I was doing like mental status exam, I would say that she had like an elevated mood. I think that she kept very good eye contact, like on her eyes, wide, and she. Smile.
Then you need
one of these. I think I was taking notes and one of the things I wrote down is that she was super impressive.
I hear what you guys are saying, and I think so. I think what you're saying is what I'm gonna say. No, I still, you know, I think I looked at this item in isolation from what we saw last week, and I still think she was much more engaged. You're right. Compared to last week, she was much more engaged.
Why are we comparing?
We're not.
You missed the first half of this.
Okay, I missed the first half.
Yes. However, I think that her facial expressions were still pretty low. Like, she, you're right, she smiled. And her, like, voice was more, like, engaged. But this wasn't about voice for me.
Right.
And really just for me, like, looking at her face, it didn't look like it changed very much.
Facially or gesturally expressive, is that
right? On like high speed, and you can see her like making faces the entire time. Like,
well, everything's gonna look like that high speed.
Well, not to your sit still.
Right, and she. Well, I don't think so, because like you could put anything on high speed, and I could just like smile once or twice every other 10 minutes. And if you put it on high speed, you're gonna see it.
What is significant enough to notice?
I
it wasn't like fast forward. It was like 1.5 times.
Okay.
I guess it happens frequently.
I
can see his point.
Well, now my question is, are you watching it at 1.5 speed?
Yeah,
okay. Well, that's a difference because it's like exactly what you're saying. Like, where people who are going to watch it at normal speed aren't going to see the same, like.
Nuances that you might see if you're watching it at faster speed,
it's going to look more.
No, that's just like a trick that I used to do with the kid, the little tiny kid, one of the other videos we used to do. I would just do that in one hand. So.
And the other three of us watched it at normal speed and got the same feeling.
What about some of the people who felt similarly that as I did?
I think I wanted it more in the middle pile and it got bumped down. But I guess I know that I originally had a little bit higher, and then I was thinking about it, and I was comparing her to times where I thought people were facially expressive. When I was thinking about it that way, I thought she was more on the lower end. Like, I don't think she was bland, but I thought that given, especially in the play sessions, I thought she could play it up a little bit more. The child is facially expressive, I think, and so even just looking between them, I would almost expect her to be mirroring that type of behavior, and she wasn't, so that's why I placed it more on the lower side. I wouldn't want it like super low, like even 4 is a little too low for where I wanted it. It just got pushed, but I don't think I'd rate it as high as other people did.
So you rated it as far, it sounds to me as if you rated it as if in conjunction with the child's affect.
Well, that was what I was looking at, I guess, because I was trying to figure out how to define what I thought as facially expressive. So it's not like she didn't do anything for long periods of time, but I thought that since she was interacting with a child, I feel like you're usually more expressive when that happens, and I feel like she wasn't doing that. And yes, the child, you know, isn't little, but I think that would still happen, and especially when they were playing the game and talking about happier things, I thought that she could express more emotion.
You're rating the item not in isolation. You're rating it as part of a dyad, and we're just looking at the therapist alone without any other. Now, there are a few items we've identified them where you're really rating the child almost. But this item, you're really just rating the therapist.
Yeah, and I guess I remember looking at it and trying to see how many times she like smiled or just did something with her face, and within 5 minutes, of it, and I didn't think she did it too frequently. So I have it as a 4 on here, but I would probably put it at like a 5, maybe a 6, but not higher.
I was going to say, I would be happy with this in a middle pile as well.
You would, okay.
But I probably wouldn't put it in a 6, but I would be happy with it in a 4 or 5.
Okay, so if you put in a 6 and you're in a 4, that's fine. Within plus or minus 2.
Yeah, I think I would, if I could put in anyone, I would put in a 5. That's a pencil.
I feel like there's just too much else going on to put in a 5.
Yeah, right, which it's is just why it gets pushed because so many actually have to choose
the
form.
The way I do is I start by putting all the middle ones in the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if I like, and then I do the 3 piles, and if I find something that I want in the middle, I'll like put it in a 4 or a 6 depending on how I feel.
Okay,
that's what I do. So I'll do like my all the way left, all the way right, and then the ones that fit in the middle, I'll put like, I'll even divide that. And then, unless I think it's like really. Go along like flat in the middle, but at that point it doesn't matter.
All right, we reached some clarity with that one. Okay. Item 20, and then we'll call it a day. How's that? Because then we will have talked about the top worst 5 items. Okay. Has a rapid personal tempo, behaves and acts quickly, is fast paced. And we have 3-4-3-2. That's all great on the first page. And then.
Don't look at me. Amanda. It's only you.
2-9-3-1-3-3.
Nice.
So Amanda, you're against the world.
I felt like she, like her talking a lot was like jumping the gun. Like there was no time for like silence in between. Like every time the child would say something, she had something to say right back right away. And I took that. I don't know. It's pretty hot. I had a hard time finding ones and nines for this.
Same.
A really hard.
Well, now this is this item. I think unless we want to define it somewhat differently, it's referring to behaving and acting. It's not speaking.
Okay, so then
I would apply it to speaking if she was talking super fast, like that, as like the
right.
rat.
But she wasn't.
No. But she wasn't. She's a slower one.
Okay. I think I just equated behavior.
A slower talker.
Yeah,
that's what I
sure.
She,
yeah.
She, you know, on the spectrum of talkers, she's on the slower end.
Yeah. If
she's a slow talker.
She means well.
I thought she did a good job with this one.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna make a note. So this.
So what note are you gonna make? Because I'll make the same note.
I'm just gonna write like. Sorry. That like speak. Can code like about.
I'll write
speech code B and
B.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll put like speech only if this
I really like Stephanie's idea of putting the song. So I will do that. Because everyone's got Gmail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, do you have Gmail?
I do. I don't care for it.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep emailing it to you then.
Great. I'm just curious. So in this last one, item 20, you know, Amanda was the only one who was out of range, but. Just real quick, item 6, fastidious, meticulous, careful, precise. There's a lot of, no, I mean, there's a lot of variability here. We got 7, 5, 1. So right there between Julia and Margarita, there are 6 slots. So
I placed that one high because I thought she was more persistent in her questioning. Like, she asked questions, like, child would ignore, and she would ask the questions again, and I took that to be as, like, a more meticulous style.
Okay, a lot of people put it in three, though.
A lot of people put it in three. I want to hear from you.
Can you color this?
Amanda.
Can you
color? Yeah.
Stephanie, Sibeli, Mike.
Talk.
Speak to me.
I think we could. And I know we've talked about it before.
We have it on this. Is it item six?
Yeah.
I have a note on it. Okay.
What's your note?
My note, following up with questioning, meticulous, and following up with topics, avoided topics.
Okay. So I think we have to stop, but the bottom line here is that when you guys are coding, please keep the code book in mind. That's why we're creating this code book, to make it easier for us to be reliable with each other.
So I didn't think I added this one last time, but maybe. So if they weren't in the code book,
it was,
that's fine.
I take my notes and add the same
questions.
Yeah. I think we're really going to improve our reliability if we just follow the code book, and we have to have it sent out so people have it.
I'm going to email it now anyway, but, and then later I'll put it in a Google thing.
Thank you.